like giraffes, long necks, tiny tits and ass. Girls from LA rock oversized shades and chill all day, cause they already paid. Girls in Miami string bikinis and bump techno by DJ Tiesto. Girls from Detroit like electro and dance all night till they break their neck, yo.
Let me tell you about a girl I know. She like hip hop and rock and roll. Let me tell you about a girl I love. Let me tell you about a girl I love.
Baby, will you be mine?
Won't you put your hands up?
If you're looking for love, then I'm looking for love, huh?
If you're looking for love, then I'm looking for love.
Now if you're looking for love, won't you put your hands up?
If you're looking for love, won't you put your hands up?
Now if you're looking for love, then I'm looking for love, huh? And this is what I'm looking for.
Let me tell you about a girl I know. She like hip hop and rock and roll. She walks slow down the avenue. I ain't mad about her, get her when I do. Let me tell you about a girl I love. Stay at home cause you hate the club. Baby, but pretty little features.
I ain't met her, but I'll get her when I see her.
Baby, will you be my Corona Lime? And I will be your main squeeze. And if your brother don't like my style, we could take it to the street. We could take it to the street.
Baby, a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia water. Thought, oh, good Lord, she had them long tails. Myself, so I walked up and said, well, baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you.
This is DJ KK,
and this is DJ Spin on It's All That.
Here on Penguin Radio.
Radio.dominican.edu.
I like the little country you got going for us on this Friday.
You do?
I actually do. You picked some good ones
See,
for us today.
I feel like I'm getting through to you because we would fight about this because KK doesn't like country. But see, there's good stuff. You know, the older country that's like, I got my pig and I baled my hay and grew some corn.
With
like,
my banjo.
Yeah, it's not all like that, you know? It's kind of almost a mix, like, slight country.
Like, I like that Corona Lime song and then the cruise
song. Yeah, that wasn't country, but yeah.
Oh, that wasn't?
What about She Cranks My Tractor? I played that earlier.
Okay, I like that one.
She cranks my tractor.
There you go, singing on air again.
Oh, no,
you're just good at that. You should be on American Idol.
Should I?
You should be on American Idol.
I am the next American Idol.
Maybe. We'll see. As soon as you like go in and do your auditions and make a fool of yourself on national television and then we all get a watch.
Wow. And then I'll be that really angry person that the camera's following and like flip off the camera and tell them to get out of my face and go crazy. And the security has to escort me out.
Yeah, that would be really interesting. I would love to see.
I would
American
do that
Idol.
For you if for the entertainment value.
Oh, thanks.
I know, I'm just a good friend.
Okay, so before the break, we had our Flashback Friday. Then we went into Dancing with the Stars, and then wrapped it up with American Idol. And in case you guys are just joining us now, This is our very last show of the school year.
I know. It's so sad.
It is. It's very sad, but it's also, you know, exciting because summer's coming.
Yeah.
And now we get to go out on our Friday mornings and, you know, go on a boat or go for a run. Or
now we get to go out on a boat on Friday mornings.
Well, I mean, I live by a lake, so that's what I'll be doing.
Oh, well, there you go.
Exactly. All right. So what we're going to get into is Use It or Lose It. After we have a PSA again that DJ Spin is going to mix out for us today because she did a really good job creating this. So
thank you. Yes. Another little PSA here again on saving water. So here we go. Water is a limited resource. Although the majority of the earth is covered in water, only 1% is usable. And with the population continuing to grow, it's more important than ever to practice water conservation. Here are some water conservation tips and facts from the United States Environmental Protection Agency. Turning off the tap while you brush your teeth can save 8 gallons of water per day. That's 200 gallons per month. A faucet that leaks 1 drip per second wastes 3,000 gallons of water each year. And leaky toilets can waste up to 200 gallons per day. That's the equivalent of flushing the toilet 50 times for no reason. So turn off the tap and repair that faucet and toilet. By making these small changes, you'll be well on your way to saving water today.
Well, thank you so much for that, DJ Spin. You did such a good job creating that.
Thank you. Yes, just one of the many joys of our radio class is we get to learn some great production and we get to learn how to make things like this.
I know, it was awesome.
So come to Dominican, be a communications major.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Learn to be cool like us.
I mean, it takes a lot of work, I'm telling you.
It does.
So now we're going to get into our Use It and Lose It session.
Yes, we are. We've got some very interesting health gadgets for you today.
Yes, we do. So, DJ Spin, would you like to start us off with the first one?
Yes. So, this first thing is called Fresh Paper by Fenugreen. And basically what it is a simple piece of paper that keeps fruits and veggies fresh 2 times longer organically. And you can describe it as kind of like a dryer sheet for produce because it's one small 5x5 fresh paper sheet and it can be dropped into the fridge drawer, fruit bowl, or any other container filled with produce. It's infused with organic spices and has a distinctive maple-like scent that signals that the paper is active. It's biodegradable, compostable, and recyclable. And it's an award-winning innovation that has received international recognition for its potential to change how the world keeps its food fresh.
Oh, look at that.
So I think this is great. We've talked about some other gadgets like this, like the blue apple and the containers.
Yes, we've had a lot of different items like this before, but this one looks a little different.
It is, and I think it's good because it saves some space. It's not a whole big container Tupperware system that you have to buy. It's not a little blue apple. It's one little sheet of paper that's really thin, so you can just put it anywhere, and it's very convenient.
I like it. I would definitely use it in my household.
I would too. Anything that gets you to save your fruits and vegetables is great because I think people throw out a lot of produce
every year,
every week, every month. Yeah. So I say use it.
I would say use it also. All right. So next we have the sleep phones, which are lightweight and washable. The Waking Fleece headband contains thin removable speakers and plugs into an auto device. Regular headphones and earbuds are simply not comfortable to wear all night long. Sleep phones don't fall off and are the most comfortable headphones for sleeping. More than 9 out of 10 of their customers would actually recommend it to a friend. So that is called the sleep phones. And that's funny we found this item today because I fall asleep with my headphones in in my ears every time I go to bed because I have like a sleep playlist I listen to before bed every night.
Oh, interesting.
So this item would actually apply for me because when I wake up in the mornings, I'm basically going to choke on my earphones because they're just wrapped around everywhere on my neck. And I wake up in the morning, I just have to pull them off and throw them to the ground.
Well, I would use these two not for, you know, having a sleep playlist, but I like to sometimes watch shows like on my computer, iPad or whatever in my bed. And it's kind of uncomfortable to like sleep on your back and then hold up the iPad. I kind of like to lay down on my side and then like prop up my computer or something to watch a show that I want to watch, you know, like that I miss. I can watch it online or something.
Yeah.
And when I put my head down on the pillow, it's really uncomfortable to be wearing headphones, you know?
Well, especially like the big chunky ones.
Yeah, but even the earbuds kind of like they hurt my ears and they're just like they get in, it's just not comfortable. So this seems like a really nice, comfortable way to be able to lay down and wear headphones. It's like, I don't know. I guess it's kind of lazy, headband. But
it's a lazy but comfortable way. Like I think I'd fall asleep a lot easier.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't, you know, have to choke myself every time I wake up in the morning.
Yeah, and I saw some pictures online where you can actually pull down this headband thing and put it over your eyes, like a little sleep mask.
Oh, two in one.
Yep.
Look at that. Well, what's actually happened to me before is when I've gotten up, you know, the first thing I do in the morning after I wake up in the morning is go to the bathroom because I always have to go to the bathroom.
Wow. How strange.
How weird.
I don't ever do that.
And so one of the times I went to the bathroom in the morning and my headphones actually dropped in the toilet because they came unplugged from my phone.
Before you went to the bathroom or after?
Like when I sat down to go to the bathroom.
TMI.
So I couldn't use those anymore.
I would have used them. Just wash them off.
No,
wait, so what? Did you reach into the toilet to get them or did you just flush them?
I couldn't flush them. That's like bad for animals. So I definitely threw them away. That's all I'm going to say. I threw them away. So I like the sleep phone idea. I would definitely use it.
I would use it as well. Okay, next we have the Hydra Coach Intelligent Water Bottle. The Hydra Coach Hydration Monitor is a revolutionary interactive fluid measurement device that automatically calculates, monitors, and provides instant feedback on fluid consumption for athletes, medical professionals, and other health-conscious individuals. It's determined by a user's weight and duration of exercise. And the product will generate a personal hydration goal for the day. The monitor can be further adjusted manually in the setup mode to accommodate other known hydration factors such as intensity of exercise, heat, altitude, pregnancy, etc. And that will meet each user's specific hydration needs or the recommendation of your coach or nutrition expert for how much water you have to have every day.
Oh. Well, I only drink water, so I don't think I would use this just because I could basically track my water for myself.
Yeah, I mean, I could too. I think it might be, it's something that I keep trying to do is to get my 8 glasses of water a day, and I don't. So maybe if I bought this, it would motivate me to drink more water.
I mean, it could motivate you for a time being, but how bored would you get with it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, everybody gets kind of bored of things.
Yeah, just like, you know, apps on your phone. Bored really easily.
I have like 5 pages of apps.
That I don't even use.
Yeah, a lot of them are games, but you know, whatever.
I don't have any games on my phone.
Wait.
Actually, that's not true. The only game I have is Words with Friends because I am the master at Words with Friends.
Oh, you never play me on Words with Friends.
I didn't even know you had Words with Friends.
Yeah, I do.
All right, this summer, I guess what we're going to be doing all,
you're going
all
down.
Summer, Words with Friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so next gadget on our list is the Food Watcher. And the Food Watcher is a gadget that miraculously suppresses your appetite, helping you lose weight without you having to visit the gym. The device looks like an MP3 player and is described as a electronical nerve stimulator that applies electrical pulses to your ear ducts, temporarily inhibiting vagal activity, thus reducing gastric commodity and consequently the drive to eat. Just a 5 to 10 minute application reduces moderately the movement of food from your stomach to the small intestines, though you will have to wait around an hour before the reduction in hunger level perceived.
Well, it's very interesting. Basically, you're getting electrically shocked in your earlobe to not be hungry.
Yeah, that's stupid.
A little. The idea behind it is, you know how with acupuncture, how there's pressure points? So they're doing this in your ear. But it would kind of scare me. Like, I don't know, well, electrically shocking you? I mean, I feel like that could go bad.
Well, like, it reminds me of the thing where it's the psychology thing where, like, if you tell, like, when you shock a dog, if they leave the yard, then they're just not going to leave the yard anymore. Eventually, they're going to know if they get too close, they're going to get shocked.
Yeah.
No, so you're, like, it's going to teach your mind that when you get hungry, you're going to get shocked.
Yeah.
And I think that would ultimately be bad for you because then you might not eat at all.
Wow, I didn't think of it that way. Yeah, I don't think this is good. I think that if you're hungry, you should eat. Just, you know, eat some healthy choices. So,
Some salad.
Yeah. So, KK, use it or lose it.
I would lose this item for good and never, ever use it.
I would also lose this item and not use it. I agree.
Yeah, this item is actually kind of scary. I would not recommend it at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't. You know what? It's a little strange. So just to recap, we had the fresh paper, which is the piece of paper that keeps your veggies fresh. And we said we would use it.
Yes, we did.
And then we had the sleep phones, which were a nice, comfortable little headband thing that are like earphones. Listen to your music when you fall asleep at night.
Which we said we'll use it.
We would use it. Then the Hydro Coach intelligent water bottle to monitor your water drinking and get you drink enough water. I said I would use it.
I would not use it.
And, of course, the food watcher that electrocutes you. Obviously, we would both lose it.
Lose that.
I mean, you know what? You want to lose weight, that's great. But if you're going to these this lengths extent, to electrocute yourself,
no.
Just, you know, you don't do that.
Just go work out instead.
No. Yeah.
All right. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ KK.
And this is DJ Spin.
And when we get back from the break, we'll have a little quiz for you.
Cottonwood falling like snow in July. Sunset riverside, four-wheel drives in a taillight circle. Roll down the windows, turn it on up. Pour a little Crown in a Dixie cup. Get the party started. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man go so good, and what's left of those blue jeans? Drip of honey on a money maker, gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime. If you ain't a 10, you're a 9.9. Tipping and spilling that homemade wine. Tied up t-shirt. Every little kiss is driving me wild. Throwing little cherry bombs into my fire. Good God Almighty. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man go mm-hmm. You're looking so good, and what's left of those blue jeans? Trip of honey on the money maker, gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime. let's slip on out where it's a little bit darker. And when it gets a little bit hotter, we'll take it off on out in the water. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man go ooh, ooh. You're looking so good in what's left of those blue jeans. Drip of honey on the money maker, gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime.
And we are back. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ KK.
And this is DJ Spin on It's All That.
Today we have a very, very special guest with us in the studio.
Little surprise guest. Just DJ in here. DJ Gossip Girl, tell Hi. Us when your show's on.
My show is on Mondays 3 to 4. You know you love it with DJ Gossip Girl. Obviously, that's me. Thank you for having me, ladies.
Tell us a little bit about your show real quick.
My show is basically like the radio version of E! News. I have everything from celebrity gossip, news, what's trending in Hollywood with the stars. And I like to celebrate celebrities' birthdays at the end of my shows.
Oh?
Yes, it's very fun. I'm upset, though, because it's over for this semester, as I said on my last show. So hopefully I'll be returning next semester or the following semester.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. Probably we'll be back in the spring or something.
Yeah, so. Yes,
this is our last show as well, so.
It's so sad.
It is sad,
but we're glad to have you as a guest.
Well, thank you.
So what we're doing now, what we've been doing for our health segment for the last few weeks, is we take a health quiz. And this week we have a calorie count quiz. Weight loss is a balancing act of healthy eating, exercise, and good sense when it comes to calories. The more you know, the better prepared you'll be to take control of your weight loss goals. So we're going to take this quiz to test your calorie smarts now.
Uh-oh.
I know. Good luck. Are we both doing it, or are we just going to do it on Gossip Girl?
I think I would like both of you to take the quiz.
All right.
So we have like a health show veteran here and maybe a newbie. We'll see.
I'm probably a very, very newbie.
Very newbie.
A below newbie.
Gossip Girl seems healthy, so maybe we'll see. Okay, we're going to get into it. Question number one, what are empty calories? A, calories from healthy foods. B, calories from drinks you consume every day. Or C, calories from foods that have very few nutrients.
C.
I would say C as well.
Good job.
We're right.
We got this.
One for one.
Yep. Pretty healthy.
All right. Number two. What percentage of your daily caloric intake should come from fats? Is it A, 20 to 35%, B, 36 to 50, or C, 51 to 65%?
B?
I want to say A, just because I don't think you want to have a lot of fat.
I think it's B, because there's certain fats that you need.
Well, I actually guessed B too, but the correct answer is A. U.S. guidelines say adults should get between 20 and 35% of their calories from dietary fat. That's between 400 and 700 calories of a 2,000 calorie diet.
Jeez.
Darn it. So, but you are right. You do need healthy fats. So no fat diets are definitely not.
I was thinking avocados, peanut butter.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Peanut butter.
The monounsaturated fatty acids.
Yep.
Okay. Number three, true or false? You burn calories while you sleep.
True.
I was going to say false.
Gossip Girl, you are correct. It is true.
Because I wake up 3 pounds lighter every morning.
What? Every morning?
Well, I gain weight, like, obviously throughout the day.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, all the water and the calories are gone, and then I wake up and I eat and I get moving and I gain it back immediately.
Which is why the morning is the best time to weigh yourself, because you're always at your lightest in the morning.
I did not know you burned calories as you slept.
I like to just subtract weight from my head, too, because I also heard your head is about 8 pounds. So every time I go to weigh myself, I subtract 8 pounds because I have to think of my head, too.
Oh.
That's so funny.
That is smart. Next time I look at a scale, I'll be like, oh, that's false.
Yeah.
Take off 8 pounds plus the 3 that I'm probably going to lose tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If you have a really big head, then maybe it's like 15 pounds. So don't beat yourself up.
Mine's fairly large, so I like to bump it to like 10.
Yeah. Maybe 11 on those 11 days.
11.5 over here.
Yeah.
Okay. So number 4, which of these has the most calories? A, a can of soda. B, a candy bar. Or C, a bakery brand muffin.
Brand muffin.
Huh.
Shoot, if it's not that, I know my second choice is.
I'm stump puzzling because they're all bad.
Think
for
about
you.
Pastries though.
Pastries, muffin.
You are right. It is the bakery brand muffin.
I knew it.
This is an important question because a lot of people think that bakery brand muffin is a healthy choice, but really it's not. You might as well just go and have a cupcake or something if you think you're being healthy with a bran muffin.
Well, that's what they say at McDonald's. You might as well just get a cheeseburger instead of a salad because the sodium's the same.
Exactly. Okay. Number 5. Which of these foods has the most empty calories? A soda, margarita, candy bar, or all of the above?
All of the above.
Well, they are all bad for you.
Yes. Well, the answer is all of the above.
So basically all of the above.
Yes. Sodas, margaritas.
In other words.
And candy bars are all examples of foods with empty calories.
However, candy bars probably aren't as bad. I can't vouch for it because, I mean, has it helped me lose weight?
Definitely not.
Reese's. I would say the margarita is not as bad. Like everyone needs a margarita like once in a while.
Skinny girl margarita.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not 21 yet, so I can't, go in on this conversation.
I am.
Well, I am too, so there. You need a margarita every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just unwind.
Unwind. All right.
Or, KK, you can unwind with a candy bar because you're not 21.
Got my root beer and Reese's. That's all I
Reese's.
Need.
Reese's.
Got my Reese's.
Why do you say she says Reese's all the time?
Reese's.
I feel
Reese's.
Like
I got my Reese's.
Okay.
Sounds like underwear, like an underwear brand.
I got my Reese's and my soda, my root beer.
Okay, numero 6. True or false, drinking a glass of water before each meal will help you lose weight.
Yep.
True.
Correct. Researchers at Virginia Tech found that people who consume 16 ounces of water before a meal eat about 100 fewer calories because they feel fuller faster. Over a period of 12 weeks, people who did this lost an average of 15.5 pounds. That's pretty big.
Oh, my Lanta.
Mm-hmm. Number 7, true or false. High-intensity exercise burns more fat than low-intensity exercise.
I'm going to say true.
True.
Yes, this is true. You burn more fat overall with high-intensity activities such as a fast-paced jog or run, boxing, or a game of tennis than with low-intensity activities such as a leisure walk, water aerobics, or golf.
Well, one would think that going for an extensive run would do a lot better than a slow walk. So
walking burns fat, running burns calories.
Mm-hmm.
A trainer told me that.
Nice. I've heard that too. Like low-intensity things still burn fat.
Carves you out into like something more what's the word I'm looking for, makes you more toned. And then running just literally helps you just drop weight, like mm-hmm. cut water weight almost.
And walking uphill makes you your butt toned.
Oh yes it does.
Yes.
I do those high inclinations at the gym and woo, my yams and everything above
my yams.
Yeah, they're woofing.
They're woofing.
Okay, number 8. Which of these is an example of a low-density food? A, raisins, B, butter, C, broccoli, or D, all of the above?
Could we define density first?
Well,
not a lot of,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So could I hear a repeat of that?
Raisins, butter, broccoli, or all of the above?
I want to say either raisins or broccoli. No, broccoli are kind of heavy. I'm going with raisins.
Okay.
Broccoli.
Broccoli is correct.
Oh,
because I knew that it was probably going to be the less like obvious answer. It's
foods
a trick
that
game.
Are high in water and fiber have the lowest caloric density, so you can eat more of them, feel fuller, and eat a large number of calories. Other low-density foods include grapes, carrots, whole grains, and broth-based soups. See, that's a trick question because a raisin is really only a dried grape. So,
That's what got me. I knew that's one.
It's a trick. It's a trick question, KK.
It was mm-hmm. a trick question.
Okay, number 9, true or false. Calories from drinks do not count towards your overall daily caloric intake.
False.
False. They do.
Yes. Calories are calories, whether they come from drinks or actual food. Number 10, what is a basal metabolic rate? Is it A, the measurement of your metabolism, B, the calories you need in a day for your body to properly function, or C, the total calories you consume in a day?
C.
I'm gonna phone a friend.
I'll choose B for you.
All right, I'll go B.
Yes, the correct answer is B.
Darn it.
Yes.
Your basal
I'm practically right.
Metabolic rate refers to the minimal amount of calories you need to live. For people who are trying to lose weight, it's important to know what your basal metabolic rate is so you can know the minimum number of calories you must consume in a day. Okay, number 11, true or false? Getting 1 hour of exercise 2 days a week is more beneficial than getting 30 minutes 5 days a week.
Well,
the first one's
DJ
true.
Spin, that's an easy one because I'm going to say that it is going to be false.
Yes, there's no clear benefit to getting longer, less frequent sessions of exercise. In fact, 3 10-minute sessions of exercise has been found to be just as beneficial as 1 30-minute session. All physical activity is good for burning calories and building health. Number 12, what's the most important thing to count when you're trying to lose weight?
Calories.
Okay.
That's going to be my answer.
Calories, carbs, or fat?
Calories.
Correct. The key to weight loss is burning more calories than you consume. Number 13, what happens to unused calories in your body?
Stored.
Into fat.
Oh. Yes, you are. Wow, I didn't even read you guys the choices.
Finish each other's sentence right there.
Dang. It's
dynamic duo.
Yep.
Pretty much.
We're just connected.
We're all. On the radio.
We're all on the radio.
Through technology.
Yes, I love technology.
Technology.
Number 14. How many calories will the average woman burn during an hour of running?
I'm going to say an hour of running because based I did 10 experience. Minutes. I did 10 minutes of running and I did about 140.
And wait, how long were we staying again?
1 hour.
I'm going to say about 30 minutes is about 700. Actually, 600. It's like 1,200.
Well,
our answers.
But you know, I take that back because not.
Hey, let me give you some choices.
Some women can't run as fast as this, KK.
Let me give you some choices here. This is a Dr. Oz quiz, by the way. So this is what Dr. Oz tells you. Here are the choices. Is it 140, 230, 370, or 490?
On average, the average woman. That's what we got to tap into.
C.
Well, it's D, 490.
Okay, or D, that's what I meant. Okay, I meant fine. The most.
I was trying to just give him a little room for error.
So, yeah.
I don't know why I believed you. I knew it was 490.
I didn't want to set the bar too high.
When I run, well, I don't run because I can't run. But on the elliptical machine, which is less tiring than a treadmill, if I go for 30 minutes, I burn 300 calories. So even just an hour on the elliptical will be 600. So I feel like running would be a lot more than that.
Oh, running is definitely
more. You burn 330 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Well, I put the resistance up and then I go as fast as I can.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's doable.
So we're almost done with our little quiz here. Number 15, how many calories do you need to burn to lose 1 pound of fat?
Oh, it's like 3,500.
Oh my God. That is exactly right.
Is it really?
Yes. 1 pound of fat is equal to 3,500 calories. So in order to lose that 1 pound, you'll need to either cut out or burn 3,500 calories over time. For example, if you're aiming to lose 1 pound each week, you'll need to eliminate 500 calories from your diet each day, either by eating fewer calories or by burning more calories through exercise.
Best was Spin's face. I was like, 3,500. And she's like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at
dang,
you.
You know your stuff. Yeah. You were just trying to psych out KK by telling her that you didn't know anything about health.
Yeah, this, well, I didn't know so what you'd kind of win
this
the
is
quiz.
A big time competition
I didn't
right
know
now.
What kind of health quiz this was.
Well, unluckily for you guys, I'm not keeping score, so.
I'm keeping score. I'm winning.
No.
All right.
No.
No.
Number 16. What contains the most calories per gram? Fats, carbs, or alcohol?
Alcohol.
That's why people gain weight when they're in college.
And get beer bellies.
I'm going to go with alcohol.
Well,
blame it on the
although alcohol can make you gain weight, the answer is fat, because fats have 9 calories per gram, whereas alcohol, like rum, vodka, or tequila, have 7 calories per gram.
Darn it.
So they're very close.
They're still bad. Don't do it.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
You booze, you cruise, you lose. Okay.
You booze, booze cruise. Cruise.
Buzz driving is drunk driving. Just saying.
Buzz driving is drunk driving.
Okay. Cool. Number 17. Muscle burns more calories than fat. True or false?
True. True.
Yes. Muscle does burn more calories than any function of the body. The more muscle mass you have, the more calories your body will burn even while you're at rest. Number 18. How many minutes of bicycling does it take to burn off calories from a hamburger? 18, 42, 69, or 93 minutes?
I'm going to say 93.
I'm going to say 62.
Well, that wasn't one of the choices. I think you meant 69.
Oh, 69.
Okay.
Good word, 62.
Okay. 42.
A 40. Oh, yes. So it's 69. I still have 69.
So, yes, you are correct at 69. Oh, a fast food hamburger. Okay, a fast food hamburger has 560 calories. So to burn those calories off, you would have to cycle at a moderate pace for about 69 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You betcha.
We're coming down to our last two questions, and these are some tricky ones, ladies. Okay. Number 19, which of these oils has the most calories? Is it A, canola oil, B, olive oil, C, peanut oil, or do they all have the same amount?
Same amount.
All.
All.
I was trying to just beat Kayla out, so I just, all.
Yes, they do. Regardless of
that
the
would be
source.
All? What they would call all?
What is all?
What is all? That's what I mean.
Listen up, people. Okay. Regardless of the source, a tablespoon of oil contains 120 calories and 14 grams of fat. So there. Know that.
That's excellent.
Okay. Last one. Oof. True or false? The hormonal changes women experience during menopause can cause them to gain weight.
What is true?
What is I agree?
What is I agree?
Yes, true. You're correct. That's... what do they say in Jeopardy?
Yeah, what is? You have to say, like, the answer. Like, you have to say, what is the answer?
Yeah.
So I said, what is she's true?
Yeah, okay, having 200 you ever seen Jeopardy?
No, I know. And then I was going to tell you how many points you got or whatever, that's what they do.
That 200. Gets all complicated.
Now, because you have to start with numbers. You're like, so this question is 200 points.
Ah, okay.
But, you know,
we're past.
At the very last question.
You can't give it points.
Okay,
unless
well.
It's the daily double and we win it all.
Well, you did win it all.
And
daily double.
Cash it in ding, at the ding, bank. Ding.
Okay, ding, hormonal ding. Changes may make menopausal women more likely to gain weight. They also become less active
and
during and after menopause. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I'm not.
And... Okay, guys. So their calorie to exercise ratio may need to be altered in order to prevent weight gain.
Okay. That was very nice.
So good job, guys. I didn't keep score, but you know, you guys probably got like an A-.
Probably an A+.
That's what I call just participation.
Participation grade. A for effort.
Yes, there we go.
Well, thank you, Gossip Girl, for coming in to take the quiz. That was a nice surprise.
Thank you for having me, girls. It was so nice to see you guys.
We will see you in about an hour on the Penguin Press Pass.
Real students, real news, our last Penguin Press Pass. So,
woo! All right, I'll see you girls there.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and when we come back, we'll talk more about health.
And this is It's All That with DJ Spin
and DJ KK.
Your kiss just said it all. I'm glad we had this talk. Nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you, could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day. Sweet ass.
fast like that. You got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it.
And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ KK.
And DJ Spin, only on It's All That. And now we are going to play another PSA. This one is by KK.
It only takes 2 seconds to buckle up. 2 seconds. According to the California Office in Traffic Safety, California will be looking for drivers and passengers who don't buckle up. The Click It or Ticket campaign debuted in California in 2005, and since then, 92.5% more vehicle occupants have started buckling up. So when you load your family for a road trip, a trek across town, or just driving to school, do it safely. Every trip, every time, every day, every night. Be a good example. Click It or Ticket.
And that was my little PSA I created.
Good job, KK.
Thank you. So now we are going to get into we're kicking it still with our health segment. So the firm, flat, sexy stomach of your dreams that isn't that far out of reach. Dr. Oz has the secrets to fight your belly bulge. His identified scientific strategies to shrink your body's fat cells, tighten your core, kill your hunger, detoxify and digest tract, and more. These fast, simple belly blasters will help you look better and feel better. Learn these effective tips and kiss your bloated belly goodbye.
Mwah, goodbye.
So first, rev your metabolism with hot pepper jelly. The first step to blasting belly fat is to rev your metabolism. Ignite your body fat's burning engine by eating hot pepper jelly. This condiment is packed with capsaicin, a chemical that puts to kick in peppers and speeds metabolism up 20% to 30%. 20% for 30 minutes after you eat. Take advantage of these benefits early in the day by having 2 tablespoons of hot pepper jelly every morning. Spread it on a whole wheat English muffin or eggs. It costs about $5, and you can find most of it at supermarkets or online.
Yum. I actually really like hot pepper jelly. I think one time someone made it in my family, like this appetizer, and it was cream cheese with hot pepper jelly poured on top, and then you would take a little cracker and just dip it in, and it was so good. So the next thing is to shrink your fat cells with catechin and CLA. The fat around your belly that covers your organs is called the omentum. It's the most dangerous type of fat because it raises inflammation in your entire body. The fat cells that comprise the omentum don't multiply as you introduce more fat into your body. Instead, they expand and get larger. You can combat their growth and shrink your belly by draining the fat out of these cells. Catechin and CLA work together to trigger the process. CLA stands for conjugated linoleic acid. It's been shown to reduce fat and increase lean body mass. CLA works by facilitating the process by which your cells release fat. Additionally, catechins help your body burn off fat. Studies have shown that these antioxidants incite fat breakdown. Working together, these chemicals can make it easy for your body to blast fat from your core. You can get catechins from green tea. For maximum benefit, drink 2 cups every morning. Let the tea steep for 20 minutes and drink it warm. You can add natural sweetener to the drink if you dislike the bitter taste. CLA is found in supplement form. Take 3,400 milligrams daily.
All right, so next, kill your hunger with acacia powder. The belly blaster is like a diet pill without the chemicals. The powder comes from the bark of acacia tree and is and is shakeable fiber sprinkles in meal. Sprinkle in your meal and you'll find you'll eat less. Make sure to drink with a big glass of water with your meal.
And the next thing is to use pickles to detox your digestive tract. You may have different types of bacteria in your gut. While some kinds are good and aid with digestion, there are also bad types that can build up in your digestive tract. The amount of both good and bad bacteria depends on what you eat. The wrong types of food can allow bad bacteria overgrowth in the colon, which makes the lining of your gut leaky and inflamed. That does not sound good, people.
No, it does not.
Nobody wants a leaky and inflamed colon. I feel like that could cause problems. This causes bloating and expands your waistline. New research shows that bad bacteria can increase belly fat as well. Fight bad bacteria by snacking on pickles. This food is packed with probiotics, which helps prevent harmful buildup and reduces inflammation in your gut. Make sure you choose a low-sodium option. If you're not a pickle person, you can get the same benefits from sauerkraut, kimchi, or any fermented food.
All right, number five, drink red wine to reduce stress.
I like that one.
One of your body's responses to stress is to store extra calories, especially in your belly. Reduce the stress hormone cortisol by having 4 ounces of red wine daily. Research shows a glass at the end of the day can lower your stress levels by helping you unwind. Plus, it is packed by antioxidants that reduce inflammation.
And next is eat wet foods to flatten your belly. Whether you dehydrated, you hold on to water in the wrong places, which can make you look and feel bloated. Foods that are wet are full of water to flush out your system and fight inflammation. Wet foods have two main characteristics, a water content of 70% or higher, and 5 grams of fiber or more per serving. They're usually whole foods with low salt content. Since most food labels don't display water content, identify wet foods by seeing if they fit into either of these two criteria. Wet fruits and vegetables should juice if you bite or cut into them. For instance, bananas and avocados are not wet foods. If the food swells or requires water or liquid to be prepared, it can be considered a wet food. For example, you need water to prepare dry beans and oats, and chia seeds swell when wet. Use the meal plan below to incorporate wet foods into your diet to fight bloat.
So for breakfast, you can pair your hot pepper jelly breakfast with belly blasting water. Start with a pinch of water, add in lime, watermelon, mint, and blackberries. You can continue to sip on this drink all day long.
Then for lunch, beans are very hydrating. Try a wet bean burrito made with pinto beans, shredded cabbage, salsa, and guacamole in large lettuce leaves.
And for snack, swap out dry munchies for a snack bag that will beat the bloat. Try chopped celery, clementines, and cashews. Add a dash of cayenne pepper for extra belly blasting kick. Toss in the mix in a bag and you can take bloat fighting benefits with you all day long.
And for dinner, wet foods are not just fruits and vegetables. During dinner, blast your belly bloat with a turkey burger made with chia seeds and have a side of a fattoush salad. Enjoy an orange for dessert.
And then finally, get the 6-pack with your foolproof belly blasting workout. You can do crunches until you're blue in the face and still not see a result you want. The only way to truly tighten your core is to combine those efforts with cardio. The Biggest Loser, Brett Hobel, has designed a workout for you to get your heart rate up and working your abs from all angles. So for more information, you can go on to DrOz.com and you can find the ab blasting workout.
Okay, so that is what you can do to get a flat belly. Remember, that's eat the red pepper jelly, take CLA, and eat only wet foods. That sounds pretty easy to me.
Yes, it does. Pretty easy to get that flat stomach.
Yes. And I think we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, talk about 10 foods that you can eat to detox your body and make you look more beautiful.
This is DJ KK.
And this is DJ Spin on It's All That on Penguin Radio.
Radio.Dominican.edu.
Thank you. boys ever met a real country girl? Talking true blue, out in the woods, down home. Truck, daddy, sweet money done jacked it up. She's a party all nighter from South Carolina, a bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. She, from her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Brother, she's country. Hell raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey tripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker, undercover lover, thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Nothing but country.
Oh, show them how a country girl does it one time now.
Back, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ KK
and this is DJ Spin on It's All That,
our final showing.
Yes, the final talking show, all that Penguin Radio. Savor it now, people. There's only 17 minutes left.
Yes, there is.
You'll never be this happy as you are at this moment right now, and you'll never be as sad in your entire life when our show ends. Is when our show ends.
That is not a fact, but these are top 10 beauty detox foods.
So, nutritionist and New York Times best-selling author Kimberly Snyder shares what she says are the top beauty detox foods that will help you look younger and more beautiful. These foods will detox your skin, blood cells, so your body can function at its best. In order to get the best results, it's important to incorporate these foods into your diet at least 3 times a week. In as little as 3 days, you may see brighter, glowing skin and changes in your hair and body.
So before you begin, start by eliminating foods from your diet that are a major ager, such as processed foods, refined sugars, dairy, artificial sweeteners, gluten. Now you can begin to eat the right foods that will help tackle issues from wrinkles to hair loss.
Yes. So the first thing you want to eat is something called dulse, spelled D-U-L-S-E, which is dried seaweed. It can be a great solution for tackling the dark eye circles that can age you and make you look tired. Dark and puffy circles can be the result of your body retaining too much water or a sign that your kidneys are not functioning optimally. Your kidneys help balance fluids throughout your body, but when you consume too much salt, this causes water retention. Dulse is loaded with vitamin B and helps balance electrolytes to keep your fluids and body in check. It also has a satisfying salty flavor, but is low in sodium. Try it as a replacement for salt in salads and other dishes.
And next is cabbage. You can get rid of crow's feet, which are signs that you may have high cortisol levels. High cortisols can cause the skin to break down faster and wrinkles to appear. By incorporating anti-inflammatory and vitamins A-, C-, and E-, rich foods like cabbage into your diet, you can help lower cortisol levels, diminish crow's feet, and prevent lines from forming in the first place. Try to choose purple cabbage because it has 6 to 8 times more vitamin C's than green. In fact, 1 cup of purple cabbage is 80% of the daily recommended amount of your vitamin C you need. In order to get most of these benefits, incorporate into your diet 3 to 5 times a week.
The next food is watercress. Watercress is a beauty food that can tackle patchy and uneven skin tone, which is often a sign of poor circulation or not enough food, oxygen, and nutrients getting into the skin. Poor circulation is a big concern and can cause a number of health issues, from hair loss to darkening of the skin. Watercress has the ability to cleanse and oxygenate tissues for better blood flow and glowing skin. It has a high amount of iron, which helps your red blood cells carry more oxygen to the body and the skin. Additionally, it is rich in calcium and iodine, which can help prevent a dull complexion.
Next, we have beets. Beets can help brighten dull eyes and flush out your lymphatic system. Flushing out your lymphatic system can help bring youthfulness back to your clear cloudiness and whiten your the white of your eyes. Beets are high in iron and contain the antioxidant betaine, which supports liver and your lymphatic health. Beets are beautiful foods because they are natural colon cleansers that can remove toxins and congestion from the body, including capillaries traveling into the eyes. They also increase oxygen carrying ability in the blood by 400%.
Next is cilantro. Cilantro is a beauty food that helps to remove heavy metals from your system that enlarge fat cells. These toxins can increase the appearance of cellulite on your body. Cilantro has a cleansing property and can be easily incorporated into your diet every morning. You can add cilantro to your green tea smoothie for breakfast. And if you can't stand the taste of cilantro, try incorporating parsley into your diet because it has some similar anti-cellulite effects. Ooh, good tip for the summer.
Yes. And then next is oat groats. There are other foods that can fight the appearance of cellulite like oat groats. Oat groats, not to be confused with oatmeal, are whole grains that are more natural and unprocessed form of oats. They are higher in fiber, which is a key in long-term anti-cellulite program. Fiber helps move and clear out toxins that will be released from fat cells, so they do not recirculate around the body and turn into cellulite.
And next, we have citrus fruit. Another beauty food you can fight cellulite with is citrus fruit. Citrus fruit provides a boost of vitamin C, which can help repair skin collagen and prevent cellulite from being so visible. The best time to eat citrus fruit in order to get the best results is in the morning on an empty stomach.
And the next is walnut meat. Walnut meat is one beauty fat that can help you make your skin more supple and beautiful, while also lubricating your joints and strengthening your cell membranes against damages. Walnuts themselves are filled with healthy omega-3s, which can help strengthen your skin and make it more resilient. Beauty fats like walnut meat can also tackle issues like age spots, sagging skin, thinning hair that can significantly add years to your appearance. Walnut meat is chopped walnuts combined in spices that can be eaten in salads, tacos, and other dishes. Try it as a healthy ground meat substitute.
And next we have sunflower seed butter. Sunflower seed butter is another beauty fat that helps to eliminate the free radicals that cause cellular damage, which can lead to age spots. Sunflower seeds are one of the richest sources of vitamin E, which can help to eliminate pre-existing age spots and also prevent them from forming. Include sunflower seed butter into your diet at least 3 times a week. And next we have tahini. Tahini is made up of sesame seeds, which are high in protein, olive oil, which is another beauty fat, and is loaded with zinc and calcium. Tahini is an easily absorbed form of protein that your body can utilize to nourish the hair follicle and prevent your hair from thinning out. These proteins help keep your hair hydrated so it won't dry up and cause hair loss. So you can use tahini in a homemade hummus or to thicken salad dressing instead of using just olive oil. And remember, a little goes a long way.
Yes, it
does. So these are great. So you want to get rid of cellulite. You want healthier looking hair and skin. Then
you just
want
to look younger, have that vibrance to you. These are perfect beauty detox foods to eat at least 3 to 5 times a week.
Exactly. So if you want to get more information about these, you can go on to www.droz.com and look up top 10 beauty detox foods. And remember, these are by nutritionist and New York Times bestselling author Kimberly Snyder.
Well, that was all for our health segment of the season or our school year, because we are wrapping it up soon.
Yes, we are. Oh my God. I'm getting so sad.
It's bittersweet. Weird. This is it's not going to hit me until after the Penguin Press Pass, which I am hosting today at 12:30 to 1 o'clock.
Oh,
real students, real news.
Yes. And, our whole class will be doing their last stories. I'll be doing the economy and finance section.
What little bits do you have?
Well, if you'd like to learn about what makes a strong stock market, and it may not be what you think, then listen to Penguin Press Pass today at 12:30, and you will find out.
Yeah, you don't want to give it away. You gotta, keep them wanting more.
I don't. And speaking of our radio class, that makes today pretty much the last day, which is very sad. And
I can't believe this is our last Friday in the studio.
I know. We need to take pictures.
We do. Today is Friday, May 3rd, by the way. And school officially gets out on the 15th of May.
It does. It does, because there's finals. Well, and speaking of finals, our final projects were to make these PSAs. So we're just going to play them for you one more time to remind you to buckle up and to, of course, save water.
It only takes 2 seconds to buckle up. 2 seconds. According to the California Office in Traffic Safety, California will be looking for drivers and passengers who don't buckle up. The Click It or Ticket campaign debuted in California in 2005, and since then, 92.5% more vehicle occupants have started buckling up. So when you load your family for a road trip, a trek across town, or just driving to school, do it safely. Every trip, every time, every day, every night. Be a good example. Click it or ticket.
So that was my PSA, DJ Kagan. Now we're going to get into DJ Spin's PSA that she created.
On saving water, people. Water is a limited resource. Although the majority of the earth is covered in water, only 1% is usable. And with the population continuing to grow, it's more important than ever to practice water conservation. Here are some water conservation tips and facts from the United States Environmental Protection Agency. Turning off the tap while you brush your teeth can save 8 gallons of water per day. That's 200 gallons per month. A faucet that leaks 1 drip per second wastes 3,000 gallons of water each year. And leaky toilets can waste up to 200 gallons per day. That's the equivalent of flushing the toilet 50 times for no reason. So turn off the tap and repair that faucet and toilet. By making these small changes, you'll be well on your way to saving water today.
It's crazy. crazy how like far we've come since our first show.
I know.
Like, I would have never been able to do that like the first day. Yeah, go for it. I'd be like, what? What is this? Technology.
Oh, I know. Well, I think, yeah, we should take a minute just to talk about
recap
our communications department. Just yeah. Because it's really, really great. And so one of the things is the radio class is so great. Honestly, I took the class because I just, you know, I just got signed up for it. I didn't know what it was. And I never knew that I would learn so much.
I learned a lot and met a lot of nice people here at Dominican.
And what's good is, you know, at other schools, there's either a class on production or there's a class on how to be on the radio. But this is one of the only schools where it puts it both together. So yeah. If we want to go out and get jobs on the radio, we can do production. We can be on the radio, and we've learned a lot.
And just becoming more and more comfortable and open on the microphone. Like, yeah. I remember the first time we just had to say our names on the microphone and we couldn't even do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yes, it's sad. It's our last show, but we're happy with what we've done at the end of the semester. And hopefully KK will be back again for sure. Not next semester, but for the spring semester.
Yes, I will be back because we have soccer in fall. And so I'll be traveling a lot. We get to go to Hawaii.
Oh, fun.
Yes, we do. So that's going to be and very exciting.
And KK is an amazing soccer player. If y'all didn't know that out there.
We are very country today, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. We sure are.
Just a little bit.
Okay, well, thank you for all of our loyal fans who've listened to our show. Shout out to all of y'all. We will miss you.
Shout out to my mom. I love you.
Shout out to the parents. Shout out to the husband. Shout out to the friends. Love you.
Shout out to the people. Shout out to all my haters.
Stay classy, San Rafael.
Stay classy, San Rafael. It's Friday.